For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. It was 2 years ago this week. Hundreds of South Carolinians experienced massive flooding. Waters came into their homes, the streets of their neighborhoods, and their jobs. From the Lowcountry.
And as the flood began, you know, we had been up all night waiting because we knew it was coming.
To the PD.
He said, Mama, just step, hit the ground. And the water was over my knees. I was afraid. I really was.
Along the Grand Strand.
Well, it's been an experience, but we thank God that he see us through it and trying to get prepared. So if it come again, that, you know, we can be prepared more better.
And in the Midlands.
The damage has just been phenomenal. I mean, I never could have imagined going through something like this. And it's scary to think the power that water has to do this kind of damage.
Then, the stories of shock and survival were about the same. And now, 24 months later, stories of recovery continue. In the small town of Sellers in Marion County, construction continues on Mary Birch's new home.
Well, the flooding didn't come in the house, but it had rotted out the sills underneath the house.
The 77-year-old applied for housing assistance through the Storm Recovery Program. It's administered by the South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office, also known as SCDRO. The program is specifically designed to assist low-income residents who require assistance in repair, replacement, or the reconstruction of their homes. On this day, laminate flooring is being installed in Birch's new home.
I'm so overwhelmed with it. I just can't say just how I feel. I'm just so happy and so grateful. It's just beyond words. So.
To date, SCDRO has repaired or replaced more than 560 homes. Mary Birch's new home is one of the first four stick-built homes being constructed. Spokesperson Beth Parks.
They're beautiful little houses, and everything is built to HUD standards, and they're just great, gorgeous little houses.
The program has enough funds to help about 2,100 households in 22 of the counties impacted by the flood. Rebuilds and repairs also continue in the other two counties impacted by the flood, Richland and Lexington counties. The Midlands Flood Recovery Group commemorates the two-year anniversary of the flood with the rebuilding of the 200th home. Amanda Wood is manager with the United Way of the Midlands, which coordinates the Flood Recovery Group. She says the organization has another 10 to 12 homes in the immediate pipeline for repair, and more than 650 families in the Midlands are still waiting on flood repair. Recently, FEMA approved Richland County's application to purchase and raise 49 damaged properties and pay the participating homeowners pre-flood value of their homes. Mike King is flood recovery manager for the county.
It was our largest request. It'll total almost $4 million.
The county is now waiting for federal approval for the purchase of 21 additional properties.
We have all these families that have been displaced, and we can maybe really start making progress to try to make them at least reasonably whole again.
And recently, spokesperson for Lexington County, Harrison Cahill, said the county is receiving additional funds to address some of its unmet needs.
HUD determined to grant an additional $5 million allocation. So far, we've received a total of 122 applicants that meet the basic eligibility qualifications. That breaks down into about 57 homes for buyout, 30 applications for rehabilitation projects, about 35 applications that are still undecided whether they want to participate in buyout or rehabilitation.
For continuing coverage of statewide recovery following the October 2015 flood, visit our website at southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Felicia Eady.